From Tidbits on May 7th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. We have lots of extra bits for you to check out this week, starting with a warning for those who have used File Vault and Snow Leopard and then upgraded to Lion, a heads up about the FBI looking to increase wiretapping capabilities, news of an improvement to the iPad 2, a nicely presented business argument against DRM, a report about Oracle taking over Java updates for macOS 10, and an amusing parody of Apple's 1984 ad that Apple itself made for its sales force. FileVault passwords potentially logged in plain text. Although details are still appearing, Sophos is reporting that a particular combination of circumstances can result in FileVault passwords being exposed in plain text log files. The combination is somewhat unlikely. The Mac had to be using FileVault 1 under macOS 10 10.6 Snow Leopard, be upgraded to 10.7 Lion, and then updated to 10.7.3, all without switching to FileVault 2. Nevertheless, if this applies to you, change that password. FBI looking to expand Kalia to websites. Declan McCullough of CNET is reporting that the FBI is looking to expand Kalia, the Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act, to apply to websites and services like iCloud, iChat, FaceTime, Twitter, Facebook, Skype, Gmail, and Hotmail. Passed in 1994, Kalia currently requires telecommunications companies to make their systems wiretap-friendly. Kalia was expanded to broadband networks in 2004. Technology companies are generally unhappy about such expansions, and Apple is lobbying on the topic now. Mandated backdoors, apart from being generally creepy, even when used only with court orders, also pose serious security risks. Quietly revised iPad 2 sports better battery life. In April 2012, Apple started shipping a slight variant on the iPad 2 that remains for sale, even as the third-generation iPad has become the mainstay of the line. This new version of the iPad 2, labeled internally as iPad 2,4, uses a 32-nanometer version of Apple's A5 chip that replaces the 45-nanometer version in the previous iPad 2 model. The processing performance is the same, but AnandTech is reporting that the 32-nanometer model has notably better battery life and a lower manufacturing cost. Alas, there is no way to know if any given iPad 2 uses the new chip without running an app that reports on the internals. Analyzing the business case for DRM. In a chapter excerpted from a book on WordPress, Kirk Biglione offers a nice rundown of the costs of DRM to readers, to publishers, to retailers, and to the world at large. It's especially apropos given that May 4th, 2012 was the fourth annual Day Against DRM. Oracle takes over Java updates for macOS 10. Ars Technica reports that Oracle, the company that manages the Java development environment, has taken over the distribution of Java for macOS 10 10.7 Lion. Older versions are not supported. Since Apple has failed to update Java as quickly as Oracle has in the past, this should mean that Mac users will be protected from future Java vulnerabilities more quickly. Unfortunately, this 1.7.0_04 release of Java does not support the Java plugin and Java Web Start applications, meaning that Java applets won't be available to Mac users who install Oracle's code. Therefore, it's probably best holding off on Oracle's version of Java until those pieces are available, or until a new security vulnerability makes it unavoidable. Apple made 1984 parody ad for Salesforce. Apple made an in-house parody ad of its famous 1984 ad called 1944 that has to be seen to be believed. A long-ago Apple employee, Craig Elliott, provided the video to Network World's Paul McNamara. Steve Jobs does an impression of FDR, among other bizarre moments. It was made to pump up Apple's sales force and may not have been seen since 1984. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.